both of our teams, Adelaide and Port Adelaide, will need to make changes for the matches against Collingwood and Richmond, respectively.
Yeah, exactly. So McAdam is definitely out. I think there will also be some discussion around Adelaide's midfield and what that looks like. And there was some talk yesterday, because at training they do obviously competitive work in their main training session, and they often have the team, how it's going to line up is one team and they play against the other team. And Scholl was in the probables as opposed to the possibles, which raised a few eyebrows. And I think Schomburg was in the other team. So you're wondering whether that is a change they might make. And also Jake Soligo was, instead of playing sort of wing and on ball, he was apparently in the forward half of the ground. So we know McAdam is a sort of mid-range forward, and I just wonder whether they're looking at putting Soligo in the front half, maybe bringing Scholl in and playing him on the wing. So that's some possible changes. The other one that looks like it has to happen is Riley Thilthorpe, who took his non-selection the way you would want him to take it, which is go back to the Sandford and play really good footy. Best on ground in that game, played in the ruck, took contested marks. So if you ask a player to go back and do that in the Sandford, and he's potentially your marquee player in the coming years, I think he has to be in the team now. So whether that's up forward to replace McAdam and they go with a taller forward line, or this would be my option, he would replace Elliot Himmelberg, who had done enough in the preseason to warrant his selection, but like many, was underwhelming on the weekend. And I just feel like it's a better investment for Riley Thilthorpe now he's in really good form to be playing than Elliot Himmelberg.
Shane McAdam was doorstopped yesterday to get his reactions on the appeal. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, disappointing, but the club is going to appeal, so I just have to wait and see again now. So I can't really do too much at the moment. Just have to wait and see what the appeal does.
So he didn't really say too much, but we were just talking about this off air before. Do you think this is more of a symbolic thing where the Crows need to be showing that they are backing in Shane? Because no one really is suggesting that anything's going to happen from tonight apart from, you still get the 3 weeks.
Exactly. To me, the outrage has never been about that doesn't deserve 3 weeks. The outrage, I think, mostly has been, well, hang on, Pickett got two. So if Cozzy Pickett didn't happen and Buddy Franklin didn't happen, I think most people say that's 3 weeks. But the fact that these other ones did happen, I'm not sure you can go in there and say, hey, well, you gave him two, why give us three? Most people accept that the Pickett one was lenient. And so it's a tough argument. But there is definitely, a divergence. Adam Kelly spoke yesterday and his comments were around that there wasn't significant force to the head. And I think that's totally, they may have just missed the point of what the tribunal said, which is there was a highly dangerous action and they were really penalising the action. And whilst, you know, the shoulder wasn't onto the chin, the fact that he hit him at such force and his head, you can watch that replay, his head rocks forward and then smashes back. And so if we are serious once again about the head injuries, you don't have to be hit in the head to get a concussion, because the brain clearly snapped around inside his head. And I think they're trying to stamp these out. So there is definitely a divergence between, I didn't hit him in the head, and, you know, we'll contest that, to this had the potential to have serious injury. So unless they can, and the appeal process is about bringing new information to the table, I'm just not sure what information they can bring to the table that's going to convince anyone at the AFL that that's something that... It,